Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance.
It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been looking at Best Friends. Next week, The Disaster Artist, starring James Franco and Seth Rogen and Dave Franco, opens up. And James and Seth are really close friends. They seem to be really great guys and have made a lot of fun movies together. Been with each other almost since day one, as we learned yesterday. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun. I think The Disaster Artist is going to be really good, and we're going to talk about it all week next week. We may even have a few surprises and things for you. We'll see. We'll see. Nothing to that. But a lot of people ask me, you know, hey, what do you do for fun? What do you and your friends do for fun? And a lot. There's a lot that we do. For, you know, Derek and Colby and I, we do podcasting. That's something fun you can do with your friends. Even if you're just sitting around talking. You're sitting around talking, but with microphones and recording it. So it's really great, and I love it. And hopefully you love it, too. That's why you're here listening. Some of my other friends, though, we travel a lot. There's a group of us that goes on at least one trip every year, whether it be to the mountains or cruises or whatever. There's about eight of us that always go, and we have a lot of fun. You know, we've seen ancient ruins, we've stayed in cabins in the middle of nowhere, we've done a few other things, and I really enjoy it. You know, I like to travel. Some of my closest, like, dude friends, guy friends, whatever, we travel a lot too. There's who we went to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Boston. Matter of fact, we're planning our next trip right now, and maybe either going to Alaska or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just a lot of stuff to do. Now, I know I'm super lucky that I get to travel and stuff. I know a lot of people don't, you know, it's hard to travel. Like, I totally get that. And so, like, when we're not doing, you know, just hang out, like, go to the movies. We not as much as we used to, but we used to go to the movies a lot. Go see all the new movies. Matter of fact, my buddy Jeremiah, who moved and lives in Tennessee now, he and I used to always go see the new Marvel movies. Like, that's how we met. We were hanging out at the bar waiting for the movie to start, and we're like, oh, you're going to see Winter Soldier? I'm going to see Winter Soldier. And so we went and saw pretty much every Marvel movie together after that. Yeah, it was kind of sad seeing the movies this year without him. I miss him. And there's a lot. We get together, we go out and eat, hang out, play games, play drinking games. I've mentioned time and time again, me and one of my buddies, you know, we're going back through Halo for the upteenth time. That's always a good thing to do, you know. But I think it's not so much what you do with your friends, is that you have friends. And that is one thing that is great about the internet. That's another, but you know, you can find people who have common interests and friendship. To steal a line from the Bronies, you know, friendship is magical. And I think everyone should have friend. You know, I think everybody should have a pet too. And there are times when Reginald is my best friend. Like, we just hang out, watch a movie, or play, or do something. You know, I do the same things with him as I do most of my other friends. I don't snuggle with them. Well, my wife's my best friend, and I snuggle with her. So, yeah, Reggie kind of covers the whole thing. But, you know, find somebody that shares the interest you have. You know, I have, like, Derek and Colby for podcasting, and it's great. Make sure you check out their show, Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, up more or less every Sunday. And, you know, I have Wiggy to sit around and discuss music with, and Isaac to do tattoo stuff with. And there's so much out there. You know, just find what you like, what you're passionate about. And in today's modern era, as you would say, more than ever, you can find people to share your interest. And there's nothing more rewarding, I think, very few things more rewarding than making new friends. Like, I love when I meet somebody, or, you know, whether it be at work or out, you know, get to talking, like, oh, you like this? Well, I like this also. How'd you feel about that? Oh, yeah, that was really cool. And then when this happened, or in really on any level, it's a lot of fun. And there's a, you know, whether in sports, you know, you can, if you're a sports person, whatever team you're a fan of, guess what? There are literally thousands of other people that are fans of that team too. So there's always going to be something there to talk about. And, you know, we can't all be Seth Rogen and James Franco, but really the more, you know, find friends, make friends, hang on to them, because good friends will be with you forever. You know, I'm still friends with people that I have known since, like, before preschool. You know, I was just a couple of years old when we became friends, and we're still friends. Then I have friends I've only known a couple of years that I would do anything for, like, lay my life on the line for them. And it's great. And get a dog, too. Get a, or a cat, whatever. Fish. But, yeah, friends are awesome. And it's been a lot of fun looking at best friends and everything. So that's going to be it for us today. If you want to talk to me, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to each and every single one of those emails. I love hearing from everybody. It's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy it. You can find us out there, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We have lots of good things going on. I love talking to everybody. So that's going to be it for me today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening. And tune in next week when we talk about The Disaster Artist. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the